Hi, weirdos. You've stumbled into our secret bonus episodes.
Secret. Really, they were episodes where we were trying to make an episode and we either never got around to talking about the media piece that we had planned or we'd never actually had a plan and we were just like talking about things.
So I guess they're kind of our episode fails.
Yeah, these are episode fails, but if you like hearing us talk, you'll like these. There also are some jokes and some bits that we actually repeated in some of the actual episodes here in their more pristine form.
Yeah, so this is for you, Mom.
These are funny. I hope you like these.
Enjoy.
Bye. All right, in this little bit here, we're just experimenting. We're experimenting with some styles, some formats, some games.
Mm-hmm.
And in this little bit, which we're going to call Ask a Professional American Religious Historian About the Significance of This Thing.
While giving them no notice whatsoever.
While not telling them in advance what it's going to be.
Okay.
I'm going to describe something. I'll show you the visuals on something just so you can see it, and then I'm going to read you the text.
Okay.
And I want you to unpack this for our audience. Like, let's say someone in our audience walked by this, and I saw this at my local grocery store, Fred Meyer. This was an advertisement hanging on the wall, along with, like, you know, free puppies and...
Like the community board.
Come to the Gamblers Anonymous group, and does anyone want to, you know, da-da-da-da-da, and I needed babysitting services, and then this was hanging there.
Okay.
Now I'm going to show you the graphic, just real quick. Just look at the graphic on the top.
Okay.
Okay, now the graphic on the top is a man wearing a paintball outfit holding a paintball machine gun, and he's kind of, like, shrugging. But he's got a paintball mask on. And then behind him, these grayed out like souls are flying up toward the heavens. And then in this really kind of creepy, like goth kind of font, it says left behind question mark. And here's the text. Saturday, September 23rd, paintball scenario game. Don't be left behind. Here's a chance to practice for the inevitable. Come out to Splat Action on Saturday the 23rd and play like it's your one and only chance for salvation. Search for holy relics while avoiding or fighting devilish imps. Practice random acts of kindness and forgiveness while saving yourself and others. Play solo or team up with others to earn points toward the end game raffle. The game will start at 11 a.m. and go until 5 p.m. Latecomers will be left behind to suffer the coming wrath, capital W. Game rental packages, $60 per person. Green... fees, semi-automatic paint marker, 1,000 paintballs, unlimited CO2, full face goggles, harness with four pods, and camo jacket. Players with your own equipment, $25 per person includes this and that.
Pretty additional reasonable. Paint. You get a lot for $25.
So explain this. what is this about? What's happening in this flyer? Man.
Okay, so first...
And now I'll let you see it. I'll give it over to you so you can look at it.
Thank you for surprising me with this. This is like a little present. Did you take a picture? Oh, you took a picture of this.
I took a picture of it, yeah.
Okay.
I took a picture of it.
Yeah, okay. So what I really like about this, so I teach a class on the history of Christianity in America, and I may ask you to send this to me because every now and then I'll ask students to write on a particular pop culture artifact that they find.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, it... and analyze an artifact and try and explain, you know, what's going on in relationship to the history of Christianity in America. And
right.
I think that this is a perfect example of it.
This one is gold. No one could ever find anything as awesome as that.
Yeah, we need to put this up on our website because, okay, and I'm going to miss some things here because I'm just going to start riffing.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things going on at once. So first off, it's just, in some ways, it's just like... it's like when Christians make hell houses instead of haunted houses. So they're sort of like Christianizing a popular thing. Like paintball war games are popular. Let's make a Christian version of that. So like that's one level of it, you know, which, you know, that's been going on for a long time. That's not news.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really think is interesting about this and what they add to it is they add this particular Christian doctrine about the rapture to it. So this idea that there's going to be a point in time where all the Christians will be like raised to meet Jesus in the sky.
Right.
And
just suddenly without warning or maybe with warning, but suddenly.
Yeah. Like there's a bright light in the sky. It looks like they've got kind of an illustration here. And then the heathens will be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And so this like includes a traditional premillennial dispensationalist idea of like when Jesus is going to return. Most Christians believe in the second coming or this idea that Jesus will return.
It's foundational to the creed, the idea that Jesus is returning, but the specifics of how that looks and what that will be, very much not clear.
Exactly. So,
or is it clear?
Yeah, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
So there's lots of different opinions about when Jesus will come and what will what will Christians be doing at that time? Will they be like in the New Jerusalem? Will they still be on this old earth that we've got going? So what I like about it is that they're trying to make being left behind as scary as possible. Like, it's a war zone.
So you're left behind and you've got like, it's a paintball simulation. So you're running around with guns and you're in the aftermath. You're in the apocalypse now.
This seems like terrifying. And then, okay, I had a lot of thoughts. I wish that, you know, I wasn't probably going to be busy on September 23rd because I would totally want to go. We should do like a weird religion field trip to it because I'd want to see what, like, who shows up for this and why do they want to do it? I mean, there's a lot of literature about religion and masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
And this seems to be like creating a version of Christianity that is easily, that goes hand in hand with war games. And, you know, like there's, I just saw a story in the news about like men in America doing these paintball games as a way to like amp up their manliness. But then, you know, this adds like a Christian component to it as well. And so, I mean, maybe there are lots of women who also show up for this. The advertisements, it's definitely, I think, a dude in the foreground. So it seems like it's aimed toward men.
You can't see hair, but it's got to be.
Yeah. So I just, that is such a find. Who's putting it on? That's kind of, we probably don't need to say. But.
Yeah. It looks like a group that does paintball games frequently. I'll say that.
And then they're adding.
In fact, they call themselves Oregon's largest and longest operating paintball field.
Oh, okay.
So this is a big group in the Oregon paintball world, let's say.
Well, now I want to know more about the paintballing community for sure.
Coming soon, an episode about paintballing and the religious. See, it's everywhere. This is the thing about this rubric, using religion as a kind as an analytical key of sorts to thinking about these sorts of things.
That's right.
You see this everywhere. It's in my supermarket.
It's at the grocery store.
In a paintball advertisement.
I love it. I think that's what this podcast is about. Hey, thanks for listening, weirdos.
That's what we're going to call our listening community, weirdos.
Yep.
I like it.
For extras and extra nerdy Easter eggs on subjects covered in this episode, don't forget to click on the hyperlinks in each episode's description on our website, weirdreligion.com.
These episodes were produced at Stone Bear Studios by Cassie Blum, Bex Joy, and Aiden Tillman, and executive produced by the rock star Troy Wellstead.
Our theme music is by Cassie Blum, and our album artwork by John Williams.
A special shout out to Roger Nahm and to the Kern Foundation for sponsoring this season, and to Jenna Richards for helping us with some research and logistics, and to Trigger the Studio Dog.
When you podcast, podcast with us.
Bye.